I guess we're all just going to have to be here, because how can we ever meet up to having our riches and give all my riches? I mean, I won $10 on a football game the other day. Now I have to give it up. Oh, well. But I heard the other day, and this is just a joke. A little girl dressed in her Sunday best was running as fast as she could, trying not to be late for class. As she ran, she prayed, "Dear Lord, please help me not be late. Please don't let me be late." While she was running and praying, she tripped on a curb and fell, getting her clothes dirty and tearing her dress. She got up, brushed herself off, and started again running. While praying, "Dear Lord, please don't let me be late, but please don't shove me either." I thought that was pretty good, because how many times have we prayed for God's help, and it comes, but in a different way that we don't expect. You say, "Oh my God, I didn't realize that would happen." And I think that pretty well shows us that. What do we treasure in life? Love, care, family. And again, all through our life, some of us have difficulty with some of these things. I pray for people who has family problems and things. It's really, really difficult. Most of us that live quite a while have that's happened. But God is always with us. When I was quite young, and I've never told this to anybody else except some of my friends who were there, I was in the military, as most of you know, and if you don't, you know, and I spent quite a while in the military. But they called one day when I came back from Europe. I served 3 years over there, and they said, "We want to send you to Vietnam," me and a whole bunch of other people. And I wrote to Senator Proxmire, and he wrote back and said, "Tough luck," because I said, "I just came back from overseas." So whatever. I went with the 1st Cav Division to Vietnam. We got there and went to the Central Highlands. Now, it was really different. But the thing I wanted to think is how much I got to appreciate what we have. We used to get on a truck after we got there. There was 18,000 of us. So imagine how this was in tents. We were in pup tents at first. To go down to the river, and they had a pumping station, and you could take a shower once a week. We reeked, but everybody did, so it wasn't too bad. But you'd get on a deuce and a half. Any of you been in the military, you've seen them, a big truck, and we'd ride to the river, and we'd go down. Wow, this is wonderful. Get cleaned up. It was about 2 miles. We'd ride back. The dust would be sucked up into the truck as we're going, as any of you know that have been in the Far East or the desert, and we'd be dirty again, but we felt good. But the biggest thing I remember from that, and the only reason I tell all that, every time we went, we'd see young people along the way. Young people. And I love young people. Most of you know that who have come here with your children. I think they were just so wonderful. I have a number of grandchildren and children. And I'd say, "What can we do for them?" And they said, "Nothing." I said, "Well, can't we feed them? Can't we put them up?" "No, can't do that." So most of us, most all the guys, and most we were all guys at that time. There was no women with us. We'd give them our sweets out of our sea rations. Sea rations are really good food, and but they are if you don't have any other food. But we'd give them all our sweets and other things sometimes. But we were told time and time again, "All you're doing is putting something off." I watch young people. I've seen many other people die there. but I could not believe how many young people I see die. I thought about this last night. I said, I'm going to talk about it because I've never had. I cried and cried and cried. I just couldn't believe that we were doing this, that this was happening. And a good part of the blame was on us. So we stayed. That was early in the war. That was early 69, I think, 68 or 69. Sleeping in a pup tent, I'd whine and cry. We all did. We had canteens. We had food. We had urinals and all that stuff. It was so funny when I think about how rustic it was and how much more fortunate we were. These people were starving to death. Because what we were doing, our Corps of Engineers was going and leveling out the woods. It was all, we were kind of in a mountain, the Central Islands, and leveling all the woods. Well, the people didn't have any place to be. And they were getting killed daily. And I've never been able to shake that off except pray for them. That's helped me. And I do that regularly. My wife does also. We talk about that. But the idea is what I'm saying, what I'm meaning. And a number of you have been in situations, maybe worse than that, much worse. What the heck is wrong with us when we're not satisfied with what we have? I came back and they gave me a couple $100 and I came back to, where was it? Appleton. My parents were in Appleton living on the lake and I came back and I felt, you know, lost. So many people did, I'm sure, but I got out at that time. And I looked around and seen people and I just said, I talked to them, I says, I can't believe how well off we are. And they'd laugh at me. Oh, come on. I'm only making $5 an hour at that time. And I'm only getting this. And I got an old car. A car? Those people never even imagined having a car. You know, and this goes on. I seen the other day, if some of you do, I follow the news fairly closely in that regard, some people from Yemen and Libya and, I mean, Africa in the same absolute way. The same thing was happening. And that's been 30 years or 40 years ago since I've been there. My God, have mercy. So I'm hoping that the idea behind this rambling that I do sometimes is that we can realize what we have and we can continue to share it and help other people and make this the world that God talks about, that Jesus talked about, because it's so important to take care of each other. Most of you, I used to get kidded all the time because I was the love God, love your neighbor deacon. Well, that's the way I feel. And I struggle with some of it. And I get mad in the quick line at the grocery store. Somebody's writing a check. Or get mad on the road when somebody doesn't drive like I want them to. You know, and then I say, Bob, look what you got and the way things are. And that's what we're hoping, that these scriptures and our celebration, the beautiful opening and the beautiful service, the Eucharist we have here with the singing and the adoration. So please, let's really realize what we got, especially the younger people, all of us. I think most of us do. But the younger people to realize all over the world things are happening that I experience. Other men and women here have experienced the same thing. And darn it, we need to get together and make this a better place. St. Bernard's is so wonderful. I mean, they try to shut me up, but they can't because I'm so proud of this place. We do hospital visits, prison visits, Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul, social justice, Woman of St. Bernard's. We build houses. This is us. Wow. Aren't we proud? But it is. We got to keep it up. We got to keep up helping people and making us a better place. God bless you.